We know that Padre Pio was sometimes referred to as the Doctor of Souls, but we could also call him the Master of Prayer. So what prayer did Padre Pio pray at least once a day?
Ave Mundis Pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Padre Pio constantly communicated with God. His prayers include a daily Mass, the Rosary, meditation on the Passion of Christ, and contemplation, during which he silently worshipped God. He said, "Prayer is a real ladder that joins earth to heaven. We shall find that humility, repentance, and prayer make the distance between humanity and God disappear, and function in such a way that God descends to humanity and humanity ascends to God, and thus both end up understanding, loving, and possessing each other." Padre Pio's prayer life began in early childhood. As a child, he prayed whenever he could, on his knees at home on the stone floor, in the church in front of the tabernacle, or with his family during the daily rosary. As he grew up and became even closer to God, Padre Pio began to look for more and more opportunities to pray. In the midst of suffering and trials of every kind, he found comfort in prayer. A close friend of Padre Pio, Father Agostino Daniel of San Marco in Lamis, wrote about Padre Pio in his diary on February 1944, 24 years before Padre Pio's death. "Thinking about God is a habit for him. He lives his inner life as the saints did. Even when he talks to us, we are aware that his spirit rises to God." In 1999, after the beatification of Padre Pio, Pope John Paul II spoke about him. Padre Pio wanted many souls to join him in prayer. "Pray," he said, "pray to the Lord with me, because the whole world needs prayer. And every day, when your heart feels the loneliness of life the most, pray. Pray with the Lord." Because he suffered physically, emotionally, and spiritually on a daily basis, Padre Pio gave deep attention to all those who suffered. In his meetings with penitents and those who sought a cure through his intercession, Padre Pio emphasized the value of offering suffering to Jesus as a prayer for the salvation of souls. He believed that the best form of charity is prayer, and he pointed out that the most effective way to help the sick is to pray for them. Through the prayers of Padre Pio, healing took place. For example, there is a well-documented healing of the girl Gemma Di Giorgi, who was born without pupils. When she heard about the power of Padre Pio's prayer, Gemma's grandmother took the little girl to San Giovanni Rotondo, where they attended a Mass celebrated by the saint. After the Mass, Padre Pio laid his hand on the girl and asked the Mother of Christ to intercede for her. After a few minutes, Gemma could see. Months later, a renowned ophthalmologist claimed that Gemma could actually see, even though she still had no pupils. This perfectly fits what James, the servant of God, said, "Pray for one another that you may be healed. The fervent prayer of a righteous person is very powerful." This quote from the New Testament gives us an important explanation of the reason why so many traveled even far distances to meet with Padre Pio and ask him for his intercession. Padre Pio was a righteous person, and therefore his prayer was very powerful. But where did Padre Pio start? To whom was he devoted since the earliest days? Padre Pio's prayer life began with the devotion to the Mother of God. He prayed the rosary day and night, focusing on the scenes described in the Gospel for each mystery. Padre Pio says, "I wanted everyone to pray the rosary at least once a day, thinking about the humility, strength, love, and salvation that Christ through Mary brings to everyone who prays it." The biographer Francesco Napolitano notes, "Padre Pio's love became a constant prayer. He always carried a rosary in his hands or on his arm. He had other rosaries under the pillow of his bed and on the desk in his cell. He called the rosary his weapon. One night, while he was sick and resting in bed, he couldn't find it. Then he called Father Onorato and said to him, "Young man, bring me my gun." Padre Pio practiced a special devotion to each of the three divine persons of the Holy Trinity. He welcomed God the Father into the center of his heart with a special grace and allowed him to do whatever he wanted in his soul. As he wanted to please his Heavenly Father in everything, Padre Pio loved to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Our Father. At his last Mass on September 22, 1968, he prayed this prayer. Later that same day, he prayed the Lord's Prayer again, as he waited for the Lord to take him back to his home. The Master of Prayer, Padre Pio, died the same way he lived, with the names of Jesus and Mary on his lips. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.